Greetings, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, March the 1st, 2015. This is the Mind of God program, and on the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to destroy the mind of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. We endeavor daily to destroy the mind of Satan, the mind of the wicked demonic forces in the universe. As we climb out of such wicked mind, we at the same time are desirous to climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Goddess, the mind of Yahuwah, the mind of Christos. In that consciousness of Christ, we learn that it is within our best interest as poor working class masses of people, so-called black, brown, red, yellow, and white, living in the Eastern Hemisphere or the Western Hemisphere, it is in our best interest to unite, come together, organize together, cross all barriers and boundaries, racial, ethnic, religious, political, philosophy, cross all of those barriers and boundaries and work together for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution or organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice, I thank the Almighty for such beautiful sister. Sister Venice is yet our engineer, helper, facilitator, coordinator of this website, and I am thankful to my beautiful sister for rendering such service to the Mind of God program at thinkaboutit.org. I pray that the Most High continues to bless our beautiful sister Venice, her children, and her family. Now let's give thanks and praises unto the Almighty. No matter what religion you claim or we claim, no matter whether we claim not to have a religion, so-called atheist, we're coming from scientific reality, which supersedes religious and non-religious claim. So let's give praises to the existing and living one who lives and resides within us all, causing all of us to exist and live, this science of existing. We give praises unto the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba, putting that together with Yahuwah. You get Yahuwah Ab or Yahuwah Abba. Numbers chapter 11. Moses refers to the Lord Yahuwah as having the scientific attribute of begetting. Because existence, looking at existence from the side of the Father, existence as Father has begotten the whole of the universe. In the African Arabic language, the Almighty Father is known as Allah. Now, Allah is not only an African Arabic word, but Allah is an African Hebrew word as well, found under the number 5927 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. This word, Allah, in the African Hebrew language, ties us into the science of the sun, the science of the solar, in that the rays of the sun going down into the earth and the heat of the sun pulling water up from the earth, seas and oceans and whatnot, into the clouds, and the clouds release the water into the earth, and the sun's rays go into the earth, and you have growth, you have vegetation, you have that which is in the earth growing and coming up and ascending. So we take this science and we apply it to ourselves and use the knowledge of the Almighty Father to cause us to grow spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. And we ascend above the system, above the weak knowledge of the wicked ruling class, because the wicked ruling class have corruption in their hearts and cannot rule totally according to the science of the universe and the knowledge of Africa, because their hearts are corrupt. So we come to the Almighty, and with this knowledge we are able to ascend the corruption, to excel the wicked ruling class, that we may establish the kingdom of God here and now on this earth. In Egypt, one of the names of the Almighty is Amin, Amen, Amen. Ah, carrying the definition of hidden. The work of birth is a work done hidden and unseen from the physical eye. And this whole universe is constructed on birth, rebirth, and resurrection and regeneration. And we are looking at this moment in the prayer at the work of the Almighty Father in the birth process, which is hidden. So the Almighty Father as Amin, the hidden one. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. So we double back and we say praises not only to the Almighty Father, because we are balanced. The universe demands balance. And you can't just say Father. You can't just say Son. You have to also say Mother. And you also have to say Daughter. So we say give praises to the Almighty Mother, the Almighty Creatress Mother, Holy Spirit. In the African Hebrew language, the word for mother is Aim. Sometimes you hear, or you hear Yahuwah put together with Aim, you say Yahuwah Aim. So in Numbers chapter 11 again, and you all excuse me having a little respiratory issue, we're working through it. Excuse me for coughing in the mic. In Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahuwah as not only begetting, because we're talking about the science of birth. Oh, I'm so thankful for the science of the universe and what the African ancestors revealed concerning the science of the universe. And let me say while it's on my mind that I am levicating, dedicating, deity-cating this broadcast to our dear mother of the Nation of Islam, Mother Tainata Muhammad. Oh, what great, magnificent woman, magnificent mother, magnificent wife of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. What magnificent human being, Mother Tainata Muhammad. What magnificent student of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And what most magnificent representation, representative and teacher of the knowledge and wisdom of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Mother Tainetta Muhammad. I love you, and I thank the Almighty for your work and your teaching and your representation. So we have Mother Tainetta in our consciousness, and we say the Almighty Mother Holy Spirit. Scientifically, the universe is about birthing. And so we don't just say Almighty Father, we say Almighty Mother. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to that same Lord Yahuwah as having the scientific attribute of conceiving. Yahuwah, the self-existing and living one, is Father and Mother giving birth, existing, sacred divine masculine, and sacred divine feminine, causing the existence of all that has ever existed. That word is Hayah. 1098 or 1926, trying to go from memory. But the words, the phrase, I am that I am, is in the African Hebrew Hayah. And that's the verb that is to be, to cause to come into being, to cause to come into living and life and existence. Because the first law of science is the law of cause and effect. And so Yahuwah is the cause of all existence and living. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. In the African Hebrew language, the word for wisdom is kokmoth. 2454 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit conceived, there's that word conceived Jesus. Mother Holy Spirit not only conceived Yahushua, Jesus, but she conceived you, me, the human family, the creation, as the Almighty Father begetted the same. We are begotten and conceived scientifically by the Almighty. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh. The HaKadosh has to do with that which is holy, sanctified, set apart. The Africans, you hear the word Ka. The word Ka is the word for spirit for the Kamites, the Hamites in Kemet, that which is called Egypt today, Kemet, Kamite. In that territory, Ka is the word for spirit. So we saw that the whole of the universe had the Ka, the spirit of the Almighty, the energy. Spirit is energy. Ka is energy. Ka is spirit energy. That energy, that life force, that life energy, that life spirit permeates the whole of the universe. Ruach, which is found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word Ruach is the word for spirit. And that word is feminine in the African Hebrew language because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. She's our mother. In the African Arabic language, the word for Mother Holy Spirit is Allah. And we hear our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Allah, ilaha il Allah. And there you hear Allah. And so properly, and Allah. So properly understood, that phrase is none but our mother, Allah, and our father, Allah. Now, just recently, I ran across the word in the African Hebrew language for the word W-O-R-D, word. Word in the African Hebrew language is milah. That's ilah with an M in front of it, giving you milah, and I can hear bismillah, arrahman arrahim. And so we say with the Hebrew and the Arabic, milah is the mother, the womb, through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. In the name of Mother Milah, in the name of Mother Ilah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Now, in the African Hebrew language, Ilah is there again. Around 5930, you have 592829. These are Olah with an O, the feminine counterpart of Allah. Olah has to do with the feminine power to ascend and raise. And so we say that the wisdom of the Almighty Mother is here to empower us and enable us to rise above the weak wisdom of the wicked ruling class so that we may establish the queendom of Goddess in heaven here and now on this earth. When you get to 5930 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, we see Ilah, and she, Mother Holy Spirit, under that title, has to do with the circumstance. So we ascend into the mind of our Almighty Mother Olah to ascend with wisdom to change our circumstance. Ilah is circumstance. So we want to change the circumstance of the human family that we may experience the kingdom of God and the queendom of Goddess in heaven here and now on this earth. In Egypt, in Kemet, the Kemites, the Hamites, the Kemites, the Kamites, the Kemites in what is today known as Egypt, said that one of the words for the Almighty Mother was Amenet. You have Amen, and then you have Amenet. That power of the womb, W-O-M-B, the womb to reveal. Reveal is Amenet. The Almighty Father, under the title Amen, Amin, does the work of birthing the masculine portion hidden. And then Amenet, the Almighty Mother, under the title Amenet, is the womb that reveals. That which is hidden must be revealed into the light. And so, in the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Mother was known as the Great and the Grand Mother. So, I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Jesus the Christ is Yahushua HaMashiach. But now you have Yahshua as well, three syllables. That's the feminine, the sacred and divine feminine. Then you have Yahushua, which is four syllables, the sacred divine masculine. We are balanced. Christ is masculine and feminine, because Christ is the atom, and the atom is proton, neutron. The proton is masculine, and the electron is feminine. The neutron is the life, the word, the life, the newborn, the baby that is to be given flesh because of the work of the masculine power under the word proton, Y chromosome, and the feminine power under the word electron, X chromosome, mitochondria, DNA. In, and believe it or not, but believe the truth that Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. So I say Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, Emperor Haile Selassie I was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So this is prophecy to teach us of ourselves, to cause us to know scientifically that we are Haile Selassie I, Haile defined as the might, the power, and the glory. Selassie is the Trinity, and the Trinity is represented as the universe as an egg, and the atom is a representation of that egg, and the representation of the Trinity as the neutron represents not only a son but a daughter, because the new life can be either masculine or feminine. And scientifically, all life begins as feminine, and then the X chromosome turns into an XY, something like that, and then the X is less dominant and then becomes a Y when the child is to be masculine. I'm going to say that more perfectly another time. But if the child is to be a female, a girl, then the child keeps the X chromosome. And so the child, neutron, and the father, the proton, and then the mother, the electron. So that's the Trinity. And so Haile Selassie I teaches us that you and I are the might, the power, and glory of the Holy Trinity, sisters and brothers. This is all teaching about the human family and the power that we have to administer the truth and the commands and the dictates of the Almighty in our lives and in the earth and in the universe. So it is incumbent upon us to scientifically study the universe so that we may fulfill that which is written prophetically that we would fulfill. Now we're going to do our best in this session. We have as a backdrop St. John chapter 3, where Yahushua tells us that we must be born again. We want to say born again through virgin birth and immaculate conception. This is scientific, that is beyond the flesh. Paul 5 and 16, 2 Corinthians, tells us that we should no longer look at the human family in the flesh or by dictates of the flesh, the word flesh having to do with corruption of the system, and that we as the human family are corrupted from the judicial system to the electoral process to the corporations to religious and political institutions and organizations. We have all been corrupted and need to be purged and purified. Paul says again in 5:16, 2 Corinthians, no longer do we look at Christ after the flesh. What is Paul trying to get us to do? Paul is trying to get us to look at Christ in science. from the scientific perspective, when you remove the flesh and do not preach Christ from 2,000 years ago, but see Christ as the atom, scientifically, Christ as the hydrogen atom, the hydrogen sun disk, and that we are born in the sun, and that the birth of the sun is our birth scientifically, then we will come into understanding truly what Jesus Yahushua is telling us. When in St. John chapter 3, he tells us we must be born of the water and born of the Spirit. And that word water has to do with the original element that all come from, that the universe comes out of, that was before the deluge being Noah's flood. And the only waters to speak of that were before the deluge or Noah's flood are the waters of noon, that we would call today dark energy and dark matter, the hydrogen atom, the hydrogen atom, that fire plasma type of water, hydrogen water, that is in the heart, the lowest regions of the earth, that begins our birthing process in an incubator, an incubator, that is housed, that water is housed by the mother, the womb. And we are thankful again for Mother Tineta Muhammad teaching the deep teaching of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. We want to give credit to all whom credit is due. That teaching that causes us to understand the womb of the universe, triple darkness, the womb of the universe, triple blackness, housing the waters of noon, housing the dark energy and dark matter, giving birth to the sun, they say, the modern day scientists say, 4.5 billion years ago. I want to go into the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad to see if he agrees with such estimation of time. But as of the moment, I will go with what the modern day scientists tell us. 4.5 billion years ago is the birth of the sun. And then we're going right now to Psalm 139, where David tells us that he was born in that birthing. Well, you say, was not David only about 4,000 years ago? You're looking at the flesh. We're talking science. We're talking euphemism. We're talking symbology. We're talking allegory. We're talking metaphors, metaphorical teaching of the science of the universe and our place in the universe. When we look at our birthing tied to the sun disk, which is the crystals, which is the atom, then we say, you mean we were born with the sun, in the light of the sun, as a portion of the sun, a portion of the body of Christ, 4.5 million years ago? Well, you say no flesh in this day and time had anything to do with that. So now we can understand the total reality of virgin birth and immaculate conception as a birth that is beyond the modern day flesh, beyond the modern day physical reality. Let's take this first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.